Morgan Creek. James G. Robinson presents a Morgan Creek production. Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. On a sunny city street, a bemused bystander watches as a uniformed delivery man, aged about 30, walks along, systematically knocking, shaking, and generally ill-treating the cardboard package he's carrying.
Hands up! Good defense! Good defense!
The delivery man's about to enter an apartment building when he deliberately tosses the box down some steps, then feigns a look of exasperation at his own carelessness. He picks the box up and gives it a good shake before tucking it under his arm and entering the building. Getting into a crowded lift, he holds the now thoroughly crumpled package up so that it's squashed repeatedly in the closing doors. When the doors open again at an upper floor, the man tosses the package ahead of him into a narrow corridor before playfully kicking it along like a football. He stops short of actually stamping on the box, but then flips it over his head and lines up for a massive kick.
We're going downtown.
The box comes to rest outside an apartment door, which the man then knocks on.
Shut the hell up, stupid butt!
What do you want?
HDS, sir, and how are you this afternoon? Alrighty then. I have a package for you.
Sounds broken.
Most likely, sir. I'll bet it was something nice, though. Now, this is an insurance form. If you'll just sign here, here, and here, initial here, and print your name here, we'll get the rest of the forms out to you as soon as we can. That's a lovely dog you have there, sir. Do you mind if I pet him?
I don't give a rat's ass.
Oh.
Oozoo-boo. Oozoo-boo-boo-doo-doo.
That's fine, sir. I can finish the rest. You just have yourself a good day. Take care now. Bye-bye then.
Now the delivery man's hurriedly exiting the building. He rushes along the street, cradling a bulge at the front of his shirt.
Excuse me, HDS! HDS coming through! Got a package, people!
The man in the apartment tosses aside the box. He looks over at the dog sitting by the door.
Get away from the door.
He goes over to it.
What's the matter with you? I said get!
The dog's a stuffed toy.
One, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, in every contest, there must be a loser.
The who? The her.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, gets into his car with the real dog.
Hungry, fella?
A small tray of dog biscuits.
There you go.
Ace turns the ignition key.
No problem. It gets flooded. We'll just wait a few seconds. Or we can try it now.
The man from the apartment attacking the car with a baseball bat.
Warning! Assholes are closer than they appear! No! You want to give me a push while you're back there, pal?
Alrighty then.
It's alive! It's alive!
The car speeds off, but the incensed man leaps onto the boot and starts to crawl through the broken rear window. The dog nips at the man's hand, then Ace gives it a good bite himself and the man slips back onto the boot. The car turns a tight corner and the man rolls off onto the tarmac. sticking its head out of the passenger window, the dog barks happily, whilst Ace does the same on the driver's side. The car cruises past a sign that reads, Lost Shih Tzu. If found, please contact Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. A busty woman.
Oh, my little baby, come here. You missed Mommy, didn't you? Oh, yes, you did. Did Daddy hurt you? I won't let him know he won't. He can keep that big TV, but he's not gonna hurt my baby. No, he's not. No. Thank you, Mr. Ventura. How can I ever repay you?
Well, the reward would be good. There is some damage to my car. It's a high-performance machine, so I had to fill it with premium.
She kisses him.
Would you like for me to take your pants off instead?
Gee, let me think. Sure. Whoa, jeez. Oh, a pee! We're real friendly around here.
Whoa! A dark and deserted outdoor stadium. A single light illuminates a large water tank where a solitary dolphin swims. Three figures dressed in black appear at the side of the tank, one of them with a bucket of fish. Two of the black-clad figures are in wetsuits, and one of them climbs into the tank while the other prepares a hypodermic needle. A fish is fed to the dolphin before it's restrained and the needle plunged into its side. The dolphin's thrashings send the bucket to the bottom of the tank. Soon, the tranquilized animal is lying on a special harness, being lifted out of the tank and into the back of a truck. The door is closed and the truck drives quickly from the stadium. Daytime. Driving erratically, Ace rounds a corner and parks his battered car in front of an apartment complex. He picks up a grocery bag from the passenger seat and gets out. Wearing a Hawaiian shirt and sunglasses, the bequiffed Ace pauses long enough to pluck a large frond from a plant as he walks towards the building. He uses it to camouflage himself whilst sneaking past the window of a man who's watching television in a ground floor apartment. Ace discards the frond, removes his sunglasses, and climbs some stairs to a door which he sets about unlocking.
Ventura!
Yes, Satan? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You sounded like someone else.
Never mind the wisecracks, Ventura. You owe me rent.
Mr. Shikadance, I told you, you're my first priority. I'm on a very big case right now. Check this out. Look at that. That's a true albino pigeon. Some rich guy lost it. He's offering a $25,000 reward. As soon as I find this bird, you're paid.
I heard animals in there, Ventura. I heard them again this morning scratching around.
I never bring my work home with me, sir.
Oh, yeah? What's all this pet food for?
Fiber. Want to take a look inside? Come on. Come on!
After giving his key a thorough shaking in the lock, Ace finally opens the door. He swings it wide so Mr. Shikadance can see inside the apartment.
Go ahead.
Snoop around.
Mr. Shikadan steps inside and eyes the slightly unkempt apartment suspiciously. He sniffs the air.
Well, are you satisfied?
Just don't let me catch you with an animal in here, that's all.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye, then.
Loser.
With Shikadance gone, Ace puts his grocery bag down, whistles, and suddenly the apartment is alive with animals. He grins broadly as they appear from every nook and cranny. Dogs, exotic birds, otters and skunks, they all flock to him. A monkey appears from a bread bin and a squirrel from a can of nuts. There's a lizard, a raccoon, and even penguins.
Come to me, jungle friends.
Kneeling on his living room floor, Ace gives a jubilant animal cry, surrounded by critters and his outstretched arms laden with parrots and a monkey.
Roger, let me ask you one question. How in the hell do you lose a 500-pound fish? What?
I'm sorry, sir. I was just going to say that it's not a fish. It's a mammal.
Thank you, Miss Jacques Cousteau.
Don, she didn't mean anything by that.
I don't give a good goddamn about that fish. Fillet it and fast food it if you want to. All I give a damn about's winning the Super Bowl. My athletes have got to have their heads in the right place. Shit, Roger, you've been in this business a long time. You know how superstitious these players are. I've got a quarterback that puts his socks on backwards, has since high school. I've got a linebacker that has not washed his jockey strap in 2 years because he thinks flies are lucky. Now, I want that fish on that field Super Bowl Sunday. Find the fish or find new jobs.
Why did it have to happen now, 2 weeks before the Super Bowl?
I'll tell you who did it. It's those goddamn animal rights activists. Always out there with their goddamn signs. Animals were born free. Stop torturing Snowflake. That damn fish lives better than they do.
Roger, the police are checking into the animal rights groups. Martha, have the police called back about the dolphin yet?
No, but I wanted to tell you. When I lost my cuddles, I hired a pet detective.
A what?
A pet detective.
Thanks, Martha, but we better leave this to professionals.
Well, actually, he was quite good. Pet detection is a very involved, highly scientific process.
Perched on the edge of a roof, Ace makes a lunge at the albino pigeon. It flies away, and he slides off the building, plunging a good 30 feet into a pile of rubbish. His face a grotesque grin of shock, Ace grabs his pager and looks at it. Now, steering his car with his head out of the driver's window, he's bombing towards the Joe Robbie Stadium. His car swerves dramatically before performing a perfect handbrake turn into a parking space. He turns the engine off. And climbs out. Now, Martha's showing him into Melissa's office.
Mr. Ventura here to see you.
Thanks, Martha. Hi, I'm Melissa Robinson.
Pleasure to meet you.
Did you have any trouble getting in?
No, the guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle.
Security's tight, Super Bowl week. Why don't you have a seat? I'll get right to the point, Mr. Ventura. Our mascot was stolen from his tank last night. Are you familiar with Snowflake?
Negative.
We got Snowflake from the Miami Seaquarium. He's a rare bottlenose dolphin. This is one of the new tricks he was going to do for the halftime show.
Come on, Snowflake, let's go! Blue 42! Blue 42! Cut! Cut!
In the video, the dolphin leaps. Ace deposits the shells of the sunflower seeds he's eating on a desk.
Come on, Snowflake, let's go!
The dolphin flips a football from the tank.
Good boy!
Melissa looks on as Ace adds more seed shells to the pile.
Would you like an ashtray?
Mm-mm. I don't smoke. It's a disgusting habit. Say hi!
An American football team in training.
Police were here this morning. Apparently the kidnappers came in through the back gate. They said some kind of a
four-wheel drive van loaded from the rear.
Oh. Hey, Roger, how you holding up?
Well, if I look like I'm walking funny, it's because I got 24 reporters up my ass. They've been asking me about Snowflake all morning. Who's he?
Roger Pedactor, meet Ace Ventura. He's our pet detective.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you. Came very highly recommended by Martha Metz.
Martha Metz? Oh, yeah, the bitch.
What?
Pekingese, hyperactive, lost in Highland Park area. She was half dead when I found her. Is that the tank? Excuse me.
Melissa and Roger follow Ace as he walks to a ladder leading down into the now empty tank.
Cops drain it?
Yes, this morning.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.
Melissa meets Roger's skeptical gaze and shrugs as Ace leaps flamboyantly onto the floor of the tank and struts across it. He removes his sunglasses and speaks into them.
Captain's log, Stardate 23.9, rounded off to the nearest decimal point. We've traveled back in time to save an ancient species from total annihilation. So far, no signs of aquatic life, but I'm going to find it. If I have to tear this universe another black hole, I'm going to find it. I've got to, mister!
While Ace begins an intense and vigorous examination of a drain hole, Roger spots a scrum of approaching reporters.
Oh, great. I'll see if I can head them off.
Ace, get out of the tank.
I just can't do it, Captain. I do it have the power.
People.
I said get out of the tank now.
For God's sakes, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a pool man.
About the dolphin, Roger.
Snowflake is not available right now.
Not available? Roger, been waiting all day. I gotta get a shot of his new trick for the evening news.
What, is he sick?
Ace is now outside the tank, throwing back a tarpaulin to reveal a series of pipes leading away from the tank. He unscrews the fasteners on an inspection cylinder and removes its lid. Examining the contents of a metal filter he's taken from inside the cylinder, Ace throws away a handful of gunge before tipping out a tiny, sparkling stone. Clutching it in his hand, he smiles a toothsome grin. Next, he's driving in his usual reckless manner towards a police station. Having parked with another handbrake turn, he's soon walking through a busy police office.
Massey must be missing.
Hey, Ventura! Ventura! Make any good collars lately?
Or were they leashes?
Uh-oh.
A fat cop squashes a cockroach.
Homicide, Ventura. Now, how you gonna sound that one?
Good question, Aguado. First, I'd establish a motive. In this case, the killer saw the size of the bug's dick and became insanely jealous. Then I'd lose 30 pounds. Park and his wife! Come on! Now, kiss and make up.
Ace manually moves his buttocks to simulate a speaking mouth.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
God, this is not the time, Mace. If Einhorn come down here and see me talking to you or your ass, I'm history.
I think I can keep him under control, but you'll have to tell me who's working the Snowflake case.
Hey, I can't do nothing for you on that. My hands are totally tied.
All right, that's it. Now it's my turn. 5 minutes alone. That's all I need. Come on.
Better look alive. Einhorn's on her way down.
Whoa. Come on now, Ace, please, man, please.
What's the matter, Emilio? Afraid I'll make a stink? Huh? Come on.
All right. Aguado's working the case, all right? Aguado.
Aguado? Good call.
Look here. We're just a little busy right now with murderers and burglaries and drug dealers and things like that. A missing dolphin isn't exactly a high priority.
Oh, now you've pissed him off.
Please give me a break, man.
I can't hold him much longer.
My boss is coming, man. Okay, look. We ran a check with all the local animal rights groups, all right? We checked out the taxidermists and ran a check through the local DMV on all recent van rentals. So far, nothing, Nathan, nada, all right?
Any unusual bets being made?
Of course there's bets being made. It's a Super Bowl.
What'd you find out about the tank?
Nothing unusual, okay? Some tire tracks, an escape rope, and a guard didn't say anything.
That's it?
That's it, I swear. Now, would you please get the hell out of here before I get in trouble?
Thank you for all your cooperation. By the way, do you have a mint? Perhaps some banaca?
set of elevator doors open, and an attractive female detective steps out to stare disapprovingly at Ace's speaking bottom act.
Asshole mio, oh sada mia, lisa.
Holy testicle Tuesday! What the hell is he doing here?
I came to confess. I was the second gunman on the grassy knoll.
Spare me the routine, Ventura. I know you're working the snowflake case. May I suggest you yield to the experts on this one? We'll find the porpoise. Whew.
Now I feel better. Of course, that might not do any good. You see, nobody's missing a porpoise. It's a dolphin that's been taken. The common harbor porpoise has an abrupt snout, pointed teeth, and a triangular thoracic fin, while the bottlenose dolphin, or Terciops truncatus, has an elongated beak, round cone-shaped teeth, and a serrated dorsal appendage. But I'm sure you already knew that. That's what turns me on about you. Your attention to detail.
Listen, pet dick. How would you like me to make your life a living hell?
Well, I'm not really ready for a relationship, Lois. But thank you for asking. Hey, maybe I'll give you a call sometime. Your number's still 911? All righty then.
A wild thrasher club. A heavy thrash band is playing on stage, whipping up the audience members in the mosh pit. As a bare-chested man throws himself off the stage and into the crowd, Ace enters the club. He glances around at the frenzied reveling before doing a jaunty little dance of his own. He approaches a long-haired headbanger.
Excuse me, it's Greg here! Thank you!
Moshing up and down, Ace negotiates the packed dance floor, only to be pushed out the other side. Sending a few choice gestures in the direction of the crowd, he makes his way down a flight of stairs and approaches a heavy red door.
What's the password?
New England clam chowder.
Is that the red or the white?
I can never remember that. White?
The door opens.
Hey, Woodstock! Hey, St. Francis, how's it going?
Super, and thank you for asking. I hope you're having a lovely day.
Do you?
Don't I? So what are you up to, Mandinga?
Just watching the fishes, man, old Shevitz. You see those blips? That's a Norwegian whaling fleet. I'm sending them new directional coordinates. They'll find Jimmy Hoffa before they find any humpback whales.
Ah, gravy. So can you still tap into the aquatic supply stores in the area?
Of course I can. Why?
I want to trace the sale of any equipment for transporting or housing a dolphin within the last few months.
Come on, Ace. I thought you had a challenge for me. All right. We got marine winch, sling, feeder fish, 20,000-gallon tank. Wait a minute. Look here. Now, that's a hell of a lot of equipment for a civilian.
Ronald Camp, the billionaire?
Yeah, billionaire and rare fish collector.
Really?
That, my friend, is the face of the enemy. Always trying to get his greedy little hands on endangered species.
Now, hold on. Ronald Camp is connected with the dolphins?
Yeah, that sub-genius gave him the land the new stadium's built on. And look at this. He's throwing another I'm the richest man in the universe party.
Looks like it's time for me to get myself a date.
Melissa and Ace are at a magnificent mansion.
I'm really going out on a limb here, Ventura. Camp social events are strictly A-list.
Gee, Chuck, the date started off good, but just before we got to the party, she seemed to tense up.
I swear, if you do anything to embarrass me in front of camp...
What? Like this?
He clowns about like a buffoon.
Hi, Captain Steubing. Howard Gopher and Doc. Permission to come aboard, sir.
Ace teasingly bites at the uniformed doorman as he follows Melissa inside.
Melissa.
Oh, hi, Ron.
Glad you could make it.
Thank you.
You look wonderful.
Aw, oh, thanks.
And who is he, a friend?
No, this is my date. He's a lawyer.
Well, does he have a name, or should I call him lawyer?
Who?
I'm sorry, this is Ace, Tom Ace.
Tom Ace! Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Kemp. And congratulations on all your success. You smell terrific. I was just telling Melissa, one of the first lessons we learned back at Stanford Law was the modern proliferation of food poisoning claims against wealthy private homeowners. In fact, if one were so inclined, one could make quite a lucrative law practice with little else. How is everybody feeling tonight?
Very, very well, thank you.
Oh, look, honey, there's the hors d'oeuvres.
Ace tugs at the arm of a cellist as he drags Melissa away.
Are you insane? There is no way that Camp stole the snowflake. What are you trying to do?
Ace sniffs and licks the hors d'oeuvres on a tray.
Will you just keep him occupied while I work my magic, please?
He stuffs his mouth with one and turns to another guest.
Murphy, isn't it?
When the man's not looking, Ace opens his mouth wide to reveal its chewed-up contents. To Melissa.
Got a few cases from my new dealer in Paris.
Rain.
Excuse me, Ron. I need to use the bathroom. I think it's the bad day.
Sure, it's over there.
Thanks. Stuff probably looks better on the way out, huh? Oh, God.
Ace rushes away, looking pained.
Wasn't feeling well earlier today.
Ace enters the bathroom and locks the door behind him. He moves to a sink and turns the tap on, taking the time to look in the mirror and squeeze a spot on his face. He does an over-the-top silly walk to the window, opens it, and peers out. He climbs out of the window and drops a short distance to the ground outside. Ace checks that the coast is clear before moving to a railing that borders a swimming pool. He sidles along the railing, nearly falling into the pool as he does so. He leaps towards a thick stone wall, plasters himself against it, and inches his way towards a nearby door. Stretching out a hand, he opens the door and goes inside. Ace slams the door behind him and moves cautiously through a dimly lit chamber housing a large fish tank. He opens another door and looks inside before going through a third door. What he sees beyond makes him pause. He stares up at a huge, round water tank.
Gravy.
He climbs a ladder to the top of it.
Don't worry, Snowflake. Ace Ventura is here.
A bucket of fish.
Yummy!
Ace picks up the bucket and steps out onto a walkway that spans the top of the tank. She dangles a fish above the surface of the dark water.
Snowflake! Here, Snowflake! I've got a little snack for you.
A massive shark breaches the surface, its jaws wide open. Ace falls backwards into the tank. Melissa's looking at some exotic fish.
They're wonderful, aren't they?
Yes, they certainly are.
No matter what's going on in my life, I can always watch them swim and be totally at peace.
Ace resurfaces.
It's not so sweet! It's not so sweet!
Something grabs him from below and drags him around the tank. He tries to swim to the side, but his efforts are entirely fruitless. A number of impatient people are queuing for the bathroom.
Are you sure your date is arrived? It's been an awfully long time.
Who, Tom? Well, I'm sure he's fine.
Ace emerges from the bathroom, drenched, and his trousers in tatters.
Do not go in there! Woo!
Having wafted the air with his hands, Ace slaps his shirt breast pocket, squirting up a fountain of water. Later, he's leaving with Melissa.
Have a saw, Mr. Ace. I have the plumbing checked immediately.
Be sure that you do. If I'd been drinking out of the toilet, I might have been killed.
I'm sorry again, Mr. Ace.
Ace forces the gold ring off of Cab's finger.
What are you doing? I'm sorry, Ron.
What is she doing?
Ace, what are... Let's go!
Cab retrieves the ring.
Stop it! I don't even want to know why your pants are missing. I don't care what happened. You could have cost me my job.
So you found a pebble in Snowflake's tank. Excuse me while I call CNN.
I found it in the filter, thank you very much. And it's not a pebble. It's a rare triangular cut orange amber.
What are you talking about?
Tonight I saw the exact same stone in Camp's ring.
I thought you said Camp didn't do it.
No, Camp's clean. His ring wasn't missing a stone. But whoever was in that tank had a ring just like his.
Wait a minute. What ring?
The 1984 Dolphin AFC Championship ring. I find the ring with the missing stone. I find Snowflake.
How are you going to do that?
Simple.
Ace pulls up alongside another fast-moving car.
Loser! Why don't you learn how to drive, pal?
The driver gives Ace the finger. Ace uses a pair of binoculars to examine the gold ring on the man's finger.
Damn it.
Now he's running, struggling to keep up with another man who's sprinting along a sports track. He stays level with him, but not long enough to get a good look at his gold ring. A gray-haired man's posting a letter. Ace is inside the postbox. He grabs the man's hand and studies his gold ring by the flame of a cigarette lighter. At home, surrounded by birds and animals, Ace crosses off another person on a football team photograph. Now, disguised with a beard, Ace arm wrestles a player in a bar in order to get a close look at his ring. The man sends him flying through the air and crashing through a table. Running after the player on the sports track, Ace is out-sprinted again and left gasping for breath. He towel whips a burly man in the dressing room showers and gets punched in the head for his trouble. Ace then examines the indentation the man's ring left on his forehead. Disguised as a spotty-faced football fan, Ace gets players, including Dan Marino, to sign a pennant, allowing him to inspect their gold rings. Standing next to yet another player at some urinals, Ace leans towards the man, trying to sneak a peek at his ring finger. The man stares at Ace, then smiles at him. Ace zips up and makes himself scarce. Chasing the player on the track once more, Ace leaps onto the man's back and covers his face with a chloroform-soaked cloth. The man struggles for a few moments, then collapses into unconsciousness. Having examined the gold ring on the man's hand, Ace walks away in disappointment. Melissa's sitting with a depressed-looking Ace, who's lying on a garden lounger with a dog next to him.
Ace, that stone could have come from anywhere. It could have come from a necklace or a pendant, an earring.
It came from an 84 AFC championship ring.
You know, Lieutenant Einhorn thinks that it may have been an animal rights group. Have you ever heard of FAN?
Free Animals Now, started in 1982 by Chelsea Gamble, daughter of the famous industrialist Fisher Gamble. Over 500,000 members from Florida to Finland. No. Who are they?
Well, did you know that last year they sent 127 threatening letters to different college teams demanding the release of their mascots?
We feed your dog.
Dog food. Why?
He is miserable.
Oh, what are you talking about?
He's just very unhappy. I feel sorry for him. Bad diet, isolated environment. It's amazing he's still alive.
You know what? You're just mad because your stupid little pebble theory didn't work out, and you don't know how to express your anger.
Yeah? And you're ugly.
You know what? I'm not even going to talk to you. Would you please leave?
Why? So you can beat him?
Fatty. You're unbelievable. You know, hiring you was the biggest mistake I ever made.
Well, why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags?
Ace pets the dog.
Like her, huh? Yeah, she's all right. Melissa!
Ace follows Melissa into the house.
Look, Melissa,
Holding a phone, Melissa looks stunned.
I'm here at the North Beach Towers, a luxury condo complex in North Miami, where Roger Padactor, head of operations for the Miami Dolphins, has apparently committed suicide, allegedly leaping to his death from his own 20th story balcony. Lieutenant Lois Einhorn, the Miami Police Department.
Come on, come back, please. Back.
You okay?
Well, I told you I was in my apartment across the hall.
Yes, ma'am.
I heard a scream.
Uh-huh.
So I called the manager.
Well, the place was empty except for that damn dog in the other room. I opened the balcony door and looked over the railing. Splash, bang, pancake time.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm gonna leave one of my cards.
Ace picks up the dog.
Hi there, fella. Have a bad night?
He checks the dog's paws, then, when it starts barking, looks up to see Lois Einhorn and Aguado standing over him.
So, animals can sense evil.
Who let Dr. Doolittle in?
Lieutenant. He came with Miss Robinson.
This is official police business. We'll let you know if the coroner finds a tick.
I just figured this.
Forget it. She's right. Besides, I wouldn't want somebody tracing my steps, pointing out all the mistakes I was making.
Ace walks away. Pinching a rubber glove from a forensics kit, he puts it on and moves to the apartment balcony, where he examines the railing.
So, you don't think this is an obvious suicide, Mr. Pet Detective?
Well, I wouldn't say that. Lord knows there's plenty of evidence here to support your theory. Except, of course, for that spot of blood on the railing over there.
Einhorn touches the blood spot.
May I tell you what I think happened? Alrighty then. Roger Padactor went out after work. He had a few drinks and he came home. But he wasn't alone. Someone else was with him in this apartment. There was a struggle and he was thrown over that balcony. Roger Padactor didn't commit suicide. He was murdered.
Well, that's a very entertaining story, but unfortunately, real detectives have to worry about that little thing called evidence.
Uh-oh. I think I heard a toilet flush. Maybe somebody lost a turtle.
Well, I guess I'm a little out of my league here. Einhorn, good work.
Ooh.
Einhorn refused to shake his hand.
Oh, there is just one more thing, Lieutenant. This woman is Roger Padactor's neighbor. She lives across the hall. She said she heard a scream. Is that right, ma'am?
Right.
And you said you had to open the balcony door when you keyed into the room?
Yeah, that's true.
You're certain you had to open this door?
Yeah, I'm certain.
What's the point, Ventura? Only this.
As he slides the balcony doors open and closed, Einhorn looks thoughtful.
This is double-pane soundproof glass. There's no way that neighbor could have heard Pedactor scream on the way down with that door shut. The scream she heard came from inside this apartment before he was thrown over the balcony and the murderer closed the door before he left. Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Huh? 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 I have exorcised the demons. This house is clear. Losers? Get them out of here! Losers!
Let's go, Ace!
Losers! Losers!
As Ace is escorted out, Einhorn looks less than amused. In Ace's car...
What are you thinking?
Thinking this whole thing is connected somehow? Thinking I want to find that other ring?
Ace, you checked all the rings.
Receipts. What about receipts? There's gotta be receipts.
At the Dolphins team headquarters, Ace is searching through a filing cabinet.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive what you did back at the apartment.
You don't have to tell me. I was there.
Maybe you should have joined the police force. I'm a real detective.
I don't do humans.
You really love animals, don't you?
If it gets cold enough. No, I have a kinship with them. I understand them. Want to hear something kind of spooky?
Sure.
One time when I was about 12, I had this dream that I was being followed by a big dog with rabies. He had these really bloodshot eyes and foam coming out of his mouth. No matter how fast I ran, he just kept gaining on me and gaining on me and gaining on me. Then just before I got to my front door, he jumped and sank his teeth in. That's when I woke up and felt the back of my neck. Check that out.
Bastard.
I'm sorry, I just couldn't help myself. You really want to know why I do what I do?
No, I'm not sure I really want to know anymore.
Well, you'd better be sure. Because once you get inside my head, there's no turning back, baby.
They stare at each other for a moment.
So, are these all the receipts? There's only a dozen of them.
No, maybe it's in another file, in the back or something.
Who the hell is that?
What?
He points to a team photo.
That? Who the hell is that?
That's Ray Finkel, the kicker. Don't you know who Ray Finkel is?
No. How come he's not in this picture?
This was taken earlier in the year. Ray Finkel wasn't added to the roster till mid-season.
Something's dawning on Ace.
He's the guy who missed the final field goal in the Super Bowl that year. Cost the Dolphins the game.
But he got himself a ring, didn't he?
Definitely. Replacement kicker having a great year. Ready for Super Bowl all-star kicker boasts.
Field goal sails wide, Dolphins lose Super Bowl.
The kick heard round the world. That was Finkel. The Dolphins lost by 1 point. Poor guy.
Guy with a motive, baby. Where is he now?
Last I heard, he went back to his hometown, Collier County.
Really?
You are gonna drop me off before you go, aren't you?
No way. You shouldn't be left alone right now. It might not be safe at your apartment.
What do you suggest?
Ace smiles and arches an eyebrow. Now, Ace and Melissa are cavorting under the covers at Ace's place. His menagerie of cats, dogs, and other animals sit on various surfaces around the room, watching them. A leg appears from under the duvet and knocks over a light, causing a monkey to tilt his head and a parrot to bob up and down furiously. A squirrel stands on his hind legs excitedly.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Three times?
I'm sorry. That's never happened to me before. I must be tired. Okay, I'm ready again.
He rolls on top of her. Now, Ace is in his battered car, driving along an empty road that runs alongside a creek. He passes a faded sign saying, "Welcome to Collier County, the home of Ray Finkel." The F has been crossed out, so Finkel's surname reads Stinkel. Ace pulls up outside a rundown old clapboard house that's covered in graffiti. The word choke has been daubed over it many times, and phrases like "Finkel sucks" are everywhere. Ace goes to the door. A tiny hatch opens.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel. And a clean pair of shorts.
What do you know about Ray Finkel?
Soccer-style kicker, graduated from Collier High, June 1976, Stetson University Honors graduate, class of 1980, holds two NCAA Division I records, one for most points in a season, one for distance, former nicknamed the Mule, the first and only pro athlete ever to come out of Collier County, and one hell of a model American.
The old man withdraws his shotgun and opens the door.
Are you another one of them hard copy guys?
No, sir. I'm just a very big Finkel fan.
This is my Graceland, sir.
Will you put that gun down? The boy is a fan of our son. So nice to meet you. I'm Ray's mother, and this is Ray's father.
It's a real honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you in our home. My Ray is so appreciative of his fans. He'll be so pleased you stopped by.
Are you expecting Ray anytime soon?
Oh, yes. I expect him home any minute. Would you like some cookies? I just baked them.
Yummy.
Wow. Ray Finkel's house. I can't wait to meet him.
Ray ain't coming home.
But your wife said you expect him home any minute.
She expects him home any minute. See, the engine's running, but there's nobody behind the wheel. I mean, 8 years ago, our son escaped from Shady Acres Mental Hospital in Tampa. And they're still bugging us to pick up his stuff.
It was all that Dan Marino's fault. Everyone knows that. If he had held the ball laces out like he's supposed to, Ray would never have missed that kick. Dan Marino should die of gonorrhea and rot in hell. Would you like a cookie, son?
What do you know? They're little footballs.
Laces out. When Ray gets back and starts kicking again, he'll never even know he was gone. I've kept his room just the way he left it.
She opens the door to a room where the walls are covered in defaced Dan Marino memorabilia. Someone's written, "Laces out, die, Dan," in big red letters, and left a knife sticking out of a Marino shirt.
Oh boy.
What a sports nut, huh?
Ace spots an old film projector and goes over to it.
May I?
Oh yes, by all means.
She flicks off the light.
5 seconds to go here in Super Bowl 17. Dolphins trailing the 49ers by one. This will win the game for Miami. There's the snap. Marino holds the kick. And it's wide. Oh, no, it's no good. Ray Finkel blew a 26-yard field goal. I don't believe it. The Dolphins lose. The Dolphins lose. The Dolphins lose the Super Bowl. Oh, no.
Melissa, it's Ace.
Ace, where are you?
I'm in Psychoville and Finkel's the mayor. Where's Dan Marino?
Marino, why?
Because he's about to join Snowflake. I've got to know where he is.
All right, he had a practice, and then he has a commercial shoot at the Bogart soundstage.
Okay, call the police. Get extra security over there now.
Ace, what's going on?
Ace! Ace!
Thought I left, didn't you? Okay, I'm really gonna go this time.
He's back in his car, speeding down a road. Dan's shooting a commercial.
Okay, here we go, folks. Very quiet and...
Hi, I'm Dan Marino, and if anyone knows the value of protection, it's me.
Police cars screech round a corner.
So I take care of the hands that take care of me. With isotoner glow.
Cut. Again from the top. I said cut.
Guys, it's a cut.
And what the hell are they doing?
That's a cut. Guys,
let's go.
I don't know.
Dan's been kidnapped.
What is this, a rewrite?
Shut up.
Ace spots the two dummy footballers bundling Dan into their car. He speeds after the car, knocking over a couple of cops on the way.
Excuse me, gentlemen! Head detective!
Someone's firing a gun from the getaway car.
Come on! What the hell is that? Can't you hit me?
He catches a bullet between his teeth. The kidnapper continues firing, sending Ace's car veering off the road and through a family picnic. It spins over onto its roof, finally juddering to a halt back on its wheels again.
Lieutenant, have there been any ransom demands?
There's been no communication with the kidnappers at this time.
Well, what's going on in the Super Bowl? Will it be postponed?
As of now, the game is on as scheduled.
Why wasn't the public told about Snowflake's kidnapping?
Secrecy was essential. We couldn't risk any public interference.
Are the crimes related? And what about Roger Padakis' murder?
I'm sorry, I can't comment further. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Please!
Emilio, get into the autopsy on Padactor. Aguado, send out a memo. No one talk to the press.
Yes, ma'am.
And somebody get me some coffee!
Tonight on Miami Vice, Crockett gets the boss a coffee.
Ventura,
when I get out of that bathroom, you better be gone.
Is it number one or number two? I just want to know how much time I have. Hey, by the way, I went ahead and solved that pesky Snowflake Padactor Marino thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you ever heard of a former Dolphin kicker named Ray Finkel?
Einhorn emerges from the bathroom.
All right, Ventura. Make it quick.
I found a rare stone at the bottom of Snowflake's tank. It belongs to a Dolphin 84 AFC Championship ring. It would have been a Super Bowl ring, but Ray Finkel missed the big kick. Blames the whole thing on Marino. We're talking paranoid delusional psychosis. I saw the guy's room. It's cozy if you're Hannibal Lecter.
So how does Roger Padactor fit in?
My guess is, Finkel was snooping around, Padactor recognized him. End of story. As for Snowflake, they gave him Finkel's number, taught him how to kick a field goal. Finkel took it personally.
So where is Finkel now?
Busted out of a mental institute, did a Claude Rains. He's been plotting his revenge for years, waiting for the perfect time to get back at the Dolphins. The time when it would hurt them the most. Super Bowl time. Man, I'm tired of being right.
Einhorn gets up from her desk.
Congratulations. You've done some fine detective work. Ace.
I'm sorry, could you speak into my good ear? I thought I heard you call me Ace.
Maybe I was wrong about you. Maybe you are more than just a pet dick.
She pushes him backwards onto her desk in a passionate embrace.
Your gun is digging into my hip.
What's wrong, Ace? Want me to read you your rights?
Maybe later.
He pushes her up and off him.
What is it? That bony little bitch, Melissa Robinson?
No, you just don't do anything for me. Down, boy!
Everything okay in here? I heard some commotion.
fine, Sergeant.
You want me to throw him out?
Why don't you throw yourself out?
Yes, ma'am.
Ace, I want you to leave everything to us.
I can't do that, Lieutenant. I was hired to find Snowflake.
When we find Marino, we'll deliver Snowflake.
When I find Snowflake, I'll deliver Marino.
Nighttime. Ace's car pulls up outside Melissa's house.
Melissa, it's Ace.
Ace, what are you doing here? It's the middle of the night.
You have to commit me.
Finkel escaped from Shady Acres in Tampa. They still have some of his stuff.
Ace, they're not just going to let us waltz in and look around.
I know. It's a good thing I'm a master of disguise.
Mrs. Robinson, I'm Dr. Handley.
Hi. Now,
who is it that you'd like us to have a look at?
My brother, Larry.
It's Ace, dressed in a tutu and boots.
I'm ready to go in, Coach. Just give me a chance. I know there's a lot riding on it, but it's all psychological. Just got to stay in a positive frame of mind. I'm going to execute a button hook pattern super slow-mo.
He runs towards them in slow motion, his face contorting with effort. As he reaches them, he turns and pretends to catch a ball full on in the stomach. He pretends to crash into the doctor, then suddenly stops.
Let's see that in an instant replay.
He rewinds his actions in super quick time.
Your brother won't be the first professional football player we've treated.
Is that right?
Yes, we're very sensitive to the emotional stress that athletes have to endure.
I'm open!
We'll have to do some preliminary evaluations, but I think your brother will fit in nicely here.
Over here! 351! 351! Rover, sit! Hut, hut!
He dives over a hedge.
He seems to have some difficulty letting go of the game. Has he had a long history of mental illness?
As long as I've known him.
And this is one of our therapy rooms. And we do arts and crafts out here in the courtyard. And this is the storage room. And down the hallway here, we have another...
He splashes water from a water fountain into his mouth, then kneels and slams his head onto a bench.
He'll be fine there by himself for the next 20 minutes.
Well, why don't I show you the dormitories then?
Great.
Dr. Heyer, please call the page operator. Dr. Heyer.
They walk off. As soon as they've gone, Ace stands up and wipes his face. He takes a private sign from a door and uses it to force the lock. He slides the sign back into its housing and slips into the room. Inside, it's pitch black. He turns on the light. Ace makes his way gingerly into a storeroom filled with old boxes, but doesn't notice a sheet of bubble wrap on the floor. Irritated, he picks it up and throws it away. He heads towards a stack of boxes and pulls a large one down onto the floor. The first thing he pulls out is a pair of gloves.
Isotoners!
A couple of crocheted mats reading, "Die, Dan." Next, he finds an old diary. He opens it to find the words, "Laces out," scrawled over page after page.
Obsess much?
Hey, where are you going now?
I'm going to clean the storage.
No, you're supposed to clean the cafeteria.
Look, man, I don't...
Ace quickly climbs into the box.
Clean the cafeteria.
I know what I'm doing. Do you understand that?
You should have cleaned it early. Come on.
Look, hands in my ass. I'm cleaning it here.
No, you take breaks too long. You smoke.
Man, you a pain in the
The cleaner leaves, and Ace breaks out of the box in relief. As he starts to sit up, he finds an old newspaper crushed beneath his tutu. He pulls it out and looks at it more closely.
Search called off for missing hiker. A massive search ended today when rescue workers were unable to find the body of Lois Einhorn. A hiker missing since Friday. Lois Einhorn. Holy shitballs.
Some cops are chatting outside the police station. Inside, Emilio peers through the blinds and watches Einhorn leave.
What are you doing out here? Get back to work.
Sorry, Lieutenant.
Her car backs out of the parking lot. Emilio quickly heads over to her desk and starts rummaging through drawers. From the top drawer, he pulls out a piece of paper. On it is written, "Dear Lois, thanks for a wonderful evening. See you Friday. Love, Roger."
Love, Roger.
At Ace's place, one of his dogs turns on the answer phone.
Yo, Ace, see? You think the article that you found was something? Check this out. I got a note from Pedactor Einhorn thanking her for a wonderful Saturday evening. Something ain't stirring the Kool-Aid, man.
Wiggles, rewind.
He picks up a photo of Finkel.
What the hell does Lois Einhorn have to do with Ray Finkel? Come on, think! Finkel and Einhorn in it together. How? Why?
He and his pet monkey sit in the thinker's pose together.
All right, here we go. Answer's right there. Just gotta get some blood to the brain. Finkel and Einhorn, Finkel and Einhorn, Finkel and Einhorn, Finkel and Einhorn.
The monkey bounces with him.
Einhorn, Finkel, Finkel.
Einhorn and Finkel. Finkel and Einhorn.
He looks over at the monkey, who's fallen asleep on the sofa.
Quitter. What do you want? Huh?
I don't have any food for you. I have to have money to buy food. I have to have a dolphin to get the money. I don't see a dolphin around here, do you?
Wiggles the dog runs off to sit on a pile of papers.
Let's face it, your master is a loser. Lou Hill.
Suddenly, Ace spots the paper Wiggles is sitting on. Wiggles' fur is framing a photo of Finkel's face.
What the? That's it. That's it. Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is a man. Oh my God! Einhorn is a man!
He heaves into the toilet. Frantically, he brushes his teeth, then squirts the toothpaste direct into his mouth and puts the sink plunger over his face and pulls on it to make himself sick again. He puts his clothes into a bucket and sets fire to them, then quickly jumps into the shower and turns it on. Now, he's sitting in his car, stuffing stick after stick of chewing gum into his mouth as he watches for Einhorn to come out. He quickly starts up his engine.
Gum is digging into my head.
The big story in this Super Bowl game, just moments away, is the abduction of Miami's starting quarterback, number 13, Dan Marino.
It's got to be a strain on this Miami team. I really do.
Dan's being tied up by two thugs. Einhorn's car pulls up outside the building in a flurry of dust. She gets out and walks purposefully towards the building. Ace pulls up too, turns off his engine, then spits a huge glob of chewing gum into a wrapper. Now he heads onto a covered jetty in the Dockland warehouse.
What's the matter, Dan? Aren't you having fun? I just love Super Bowl Sunday, don't you, Dan? A magical afternoon where dreams are made.
I'm crushed. Look, lady, if you want tickets, you're going about it the wrong way.
Do I look familiar to you, Dan? Does it seem as if we've met someplace before?
I don't know. I get hit in the head a lot.
Now the coin toss.
Pickoff time. My favorite thing. Bob, it looks like
Philadelphia has... She turns and puts a football onto a tee.
Laces out. Marino out.
She takes a few steps back, then runs and kicks the ball straight through a hole in the roof.
And there's the kick. This year's Super Bowl is underway.
Watching them, Ace creeps onto a motorized dinghy.
I made some refreshments, Dan. Would you like some refreshments, Dan? I'll be right back, Dan.
She kisses him long and hard, finally pushing his head away from hers. Then she walks off. Nearby, Ace takes a miniature fan out and places it in the water behind the dinghy to propel himself a couple of feet to a nearby ladder. He throws his bag over the side, then climbs up out of the water after it.
Hey, guys, I don't know how much Psycho Woman's paying you, but I'll double it.
Hey, sorry, Danny boy. A Psycho Woman keeps us out of prison. Hey, Snowflake. There you go. Come on.
Check it out, Marino. I'm throwing passes to a dolphin.
He chucks the ball at the dolphin's head. Snowflake leaps out of the water, drenching them.
We'll get some more fish. I'm gonna kill that dolphin.
Lovely party. Pity I wasn't invited.
One of the thugs, Rock, heads through the shadowy warehouse looking for something.
Where the hell's a smelt?
A tin bucket falls on his head. Ace jumps down after it.
Unconscious, exactly as I planned.
Now, who was that?
Gun at the ready, the other thug, Vinny, follows a trail which leads him to Rock, who's lying on a disused boat with a tin bucket on his head.
Oh, shit.
He climbs onto the boat, putting his gun down.
What happened? What's going on? Okay.
Guess what, boys? It's nap time.
A dangling hoist.
Walker ever
take
a hit on a... Ace appears on a rope.
Hi, Dan.
Who are you?
Ace Ventura, pet detective. I've been sent in with a special play. Quarterback sneak.
Penalty. Too many men on the field. I warned you, Ventura.
Whatever happened to Ace?
Good question.
Be careful with that phone, Lieutenant. In time, you could develop a tumor.
Aguado is Lieutenant Einhorn. Send some men over to the Hollandale Yacht Basin on Victoria Road. I've got the kidnapper trapped in the warehouse. It's Ace Ventura, pet detective.
Back at the station, the cops run to get into their cars.
343 Victorville Road at the old Hollandale Yacht Basin. Officer needs backup.
Suspect's name, Ace Ventura, male Caucasian, should be considered armed and dangerous.
It's Ace. We gotta break out of here.
Melissa follows Emilio outside.
Emilio, is he in trouble?
Don't worry. There's one thing I know. There's nothing Ace can't handle.
Don't kill me. Please. I'll never tell anyone, I swear. He's the one you want. Kill him.
No, no, kill him.
No, kill him.
Kill him.
He held
these balls, remember?
Come on, look at the guy.
Cry, baby. Jock, wimp, musclehead.
Shut up! I think I'll kill the dolphin first. I wouldn't want you to miss that.
And there's the snap, the kick. And it's good. Miami.
Good to see somebody who doesn't buckle under the pressure.
Looking furious, Einhorn points her gun straight at Ace's head.
What would you know about pressure?
Well, I have kissed a man.
Of course, there's never been a more crucial kick in a Super Bowl than the famous kick heard around the world. I mean, it's clear to me that it was a good hold. Finkel just booted it.
The laces were in! They were in!
As Einhorn shoots the screen, Ace knocks the gun out of her hand. He rips off her jacket and headbutts her. She quickly kicks him in the groin, but he recovers and smashes her head repeatedly into a post. The police arrive and take up their positions. Ace runs to get the gun, but misses it. He body tackles Einhorn, but she trips him up.
Having a little trouble with the lady, Ace?
You don't understand. She's a...
She grabs him and starts punching and kicking him. As Ace is reeling from all the punches, Einhorn picks up a wooden crate and smashes it over his head.
Don't shoot!
Put your guns down or this cop gets it! I mean it!
She's not joking!
He kidnapped Snowflake! He killed Roger Badaccio and he was just about to kill Dameron and me!
Ho, ho, ho! Fiction can be fun, but I find the reference section much more enlightening. For instance, if you were to look up professional football's all-time bonehead plays, you might read about a Miami Dolphin kicker named Ray Finkel, who missed a 26-yard field goal in the closing seconds of Super Bowl 17. What you wouldn't read about is how Ray Finkel lost his mind, was committed to a mental hospital only to escape and join the police force under the assumed identity of a missing hiker, manipulating his way to the top in a diabolical scheme to get even with Dan Marino, whom he blamed for the entire thing.
What the hell are you talking about?
She's not Lois Einhorn. She's Ray Finkel. She's a man.
He's lying. Shut up!
Let's just see who's lying, shall we? Would a real woman have to wear one of these?
He grabs at her hair, but it doesn't move.
Boy, that's really on there. But tell me this. Would a real woman be missing these?
He rips open her blouse to reveal her bra.
That kind of surgery can be done over the weekend. But I doubt very much if he could find the time during his busy schedule to get rid of big old Mr. Kanish.
He rips off her skirt. Melissa and Emilio roll their eyes.
Oh boy.
Ace, come here.
Would you excuse me for just one second?
Dan whispers in Ace's ear.
Ladies and gentlemen, my esteemed colleague, Mr. Marino, has just brought some new evidence to my attention. Now, history has certainly shown that even the most intuitive criminal investigator can be wrong from time to time. But if I am mistaken, if the lieutenant is indeed a woman, as she claims to be, then, my friend, she is suffering from the worst case of hemorrhoids I have ever seen! That's why Roger Podactor is dead! He found Captain Winky!
All the officers start to gag. Emilio scrapes his tongue, and even Snowflake rinses his mouth out with water.
Good night, everybody! You've got a wonderful audience. I'll be here all week. Be sure to tip your waitress.
Einhorn picks up a shard of glass.
Die, animal boy!
Quick decision.
He flings her over his shoulder into the pool behind him. She pulls herself partially out of the water, but Ace stands on one of her hands. He pulls off her ring, then scrapes his boot into her face.
Hey, loser!
A convoy of police cars.
Ace! Yeah, Dan? You have any more of that gum? That's none of your damn business, and I'll thank you to stay out of my personal affairs. You're a weird guy, Ace! Weird guy!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Miami Dolphins are proud to welcome back to Joe Robbie Stadium our beloved mascot and the star of our halftime show, Snowflake!
Snowflake boots the ball out of the pool with his tail, and it sails across the bar and into the crowd.
And now, returning for the second half, the Miami Dolphins' most valuable player, Dan Marino.
As the crowds cheer, Melissa turns to Ace and kisses him. As their passionate kiss comes to an end, Ace spots the albino pigeon as it lands on a keg of beer nearby. Eyes fixed on it, he disentangles himself from Melissa and moves quietly towards it. Melissa watches him creep closer and closer to the bird. The pigeon turns to face him. Just as he's about to grab it, a man in a bird outfit walks over, scaring it away.
Idiot!
What?
Do you realize what you've just done? You just cost me 25 grand, Polly.
Yeah? Blow me.
Really?
Ace pushes him. The bird mascot pushes him back, and a fight begins. Ace tackles the bird to the ground. The stadium screen is showing pictures of the fight.
The National Football League would now like to offer a special thank you to the man who rescued Dan Marino and our beloved Snowflake, a great humanitarian and a lover of all animals, Mr. Ace Ventura.
Ace stops mid-punch and grins.
Get off me!
Tone, put that big-ass size 13 on and kick it for the homies.
Kids a middle for tricks, Ace. He's the number one bet, dick. No need for a fireman. When your cat's up a tree, he's the one that you hire, man. Known to bring her back alive if your cat scratch or if your turkey got jive. A little local wicker baser, but still got charm. Brought her back to old McDonald's farm. So hey, diddle, diddle, it's late in the park. Chasing more pets than no on his arc. No need for a painter's numbers get deleted. Ace on the case and the job is completed. Simple assignment when I start rhyming. Always tell the truth so you know I'm not lying. Down with the ladies as a lover undercover. Yo, tell him where he's at, my brother. Yo, tell him where he's